We're talking this week with Pleasant Hills coach Kyle Roach. And coach, you guys had a great game tonight against Nevada, 52-20, leaving you all undefeated. Tell me a little bit about some highlights of tonight's game.
First half was kind of wild. Nevada had two long pass plays for touchdowns that kind of kept us on our heels. And we just kept plugging away and had some nice long sustained drives that really ate some clock up and ended up with scores. I think we scored on five of our six possessions in the first half, and the one we did not, we missed a field goal. So we moved the ball well and was aided by a long – one of those was aided by a long kickoff return. We made a lot of good things happen.
And who – with all of that said, who were some of your standout players in tonight's fantastic game?
You know, I think up front, our line really did a nice job on both sides of the ball. Our defense and offensive line, I thought, really took charge up front and then really wore down Nevada as the game went on and kind of forced their will on them, as like I said, as the game went on.
And then you were talking about how the boys moved the ball well. Was there, what were some other things that you felt like the boys did well together tonight?
Offensively, we had some nice drives. Like the sustained drives, I like to see those. A lot of first downs. I thought we were balanced. We did it through the air and on the ground, and I thought our decision making was good. Defensively, aside from the two long plays, our kids really did a nice job. We bent a little bit, but we didn't break. And I thought up front it just took a toll on Nevada as the game went on, and we were able to take charge, especially in the second half.
And where do you see some improvement? Where would you like to see some improvement?
At this point in time, you get picky on technique and still fundamental techniques. You know, we can still do better in so many areas fundamentally. And I hope our kids are still hungry, and willing to be coached and willing and every day in practice to get better.
Absolutely. Especially after a 4-0, you don't want them to think that they just know everything yet.
That is correct.
Now, where do you guys play next week?
We're at home against Green Valley next week.
And what would you like to see out of next week's game?
Better play. You know, our conference play starts next week, and you know, we're very proud of the conference we're in and the brand of football that our conference has, and we know every week will be a battle in the MRVC West, so we're ready to get that started.
All right, and coach, is there anything else that you'd like to add to tonight after tonight's game?
Well, I appreciate your coverage. You guys do a great job of covering high school football.
Well, coach, we appreciate you calling in, and it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Good luck in next week, and we look forward to talking to you next week as well.
All righty.
All right, thanks, coach. You have a great
week.
Thank you.